Wyoming Middle School 7th grader Kai Yee has to be extremely careful about what he eats. The 13-year-old is allergic to dairy, eggs, wheat, tree nuts, and peanuts. I first interviewed him 7 years ago, and today, just like then, he and his family are very upbeat.
When you're younger, I feel like it's more difficult because everybody is more touchy and they don't know, but it's not that difficult once you get the hang of it.
In 2014, a children's hospital doctor was doing research to see if a single shot could prevent food allergies. That scientist is now retired, and new research is on the horizon. Heather Yee is Kai's mom.
We ebb and flow as well as keeping up on all of the research. It felt like when we spoke last, we knew everything that was happening. And then for a little while there, we have to take a break for our own mental wellness. And then I do believe that one day he will be able to eat more things and feel that he can do that, whether or not he decides to. But there's always a bit of hopefulness.
For some, the answer might be to make more specific food labels indicating which potential allergens are in a food and how much. UC toxicologist Lynn Haber says current warning labels are vague, with messages like, this may contain peanuts, or was processed in a facility that may contain peanuts.
The problem is that this approach is confusing. It's inconsistent, and it makes it hard for people with food allergies to make decisions about which foods are safe for them to eat.
In fact, the National Academy of Sciences recommended the current label approach be replaced with one that takes into account both how much of the allergen is needed to cause a reaction, as well as how much is in a specific food. Scientists use U.S. patient data from 481 peanut-sensitive patients and mathematical models to estimate the amount of peanut protein that would cause or elicit an allergic reaction.
So what we did was calculate a dose that would be resulting in a reaction of a very small percentage of the people who are allergic. And we used conservative health protective approaches to do that. And our hope is that food companies and regulatory agencies will consider our work together with information from other studies in improving the labeling on food packaging about the presence of allergens. And overall, that will help with food allergen management.
For some, it didn't take much to elicit an allergic response. In 1% of patients with peanut allergies, the dose calculated was 0.052 milligrams, about the weight of a single grain of salt. The eliciting dose for 5% of patients was 0.49 milligrams, or the weight of a single grain of sugar. Haber is confident the FDA and food companies will make changes to labeling in the next few years.
So the exact way that they would use this is up to the food companies and the FDA. My focus has been on the science and providing them the information for them to make the regulatory and risk management decisions.
Haber's research is published in the scholarly journal Food and Chemical Toxicology. In the meantime, Kai Yee is holding out hope, even if better labeling wouldn't help people like him with extreme food allergies.
Yeah, I am hopeful. I just want to be able to grow it out of my allergies. And even if I don't like the food, I want to be able to know that I don't have to stay away from it and be as safe.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.